USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We're going to work together to fund, I hope, work together to fund the government, COVID, and the war in Ukraine, all controversial and consequential issues.
President Biden's comments as he met with congressional leaders at the White House. This as the Defense Department recently announced that the United States will be sending another $400 million in additional assistance to the war efforts in Ukraine. President Biden added that asking Congress to prevent a rail strike was not an easy call, but it had to be done. Another country is set to sell electric vehicles in the United States.
The Asian country of Vietnam is set to make its electronic vehicle debut in the United States next month when the first shipment of nearly 1,000 cars gets delivered. The EV company is called VinFast. The cars are scheduled to arrive in California in mid-December. The cars will sell for roughly $45,000 to $60,000. It should be noted, though, the cars require a monthly subscription fee for the battery. But the roughly $200 a month subscription fee will cover battery repairs, maintenance, and replacement costs if necessary. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Bank of America's CEO Brian Moynihan admits it's tough to buy a home right now in an age of rising interest rates. Moynihan saying rate hikes are designed to slow down inflation and the economy. Earlier this month, a federal court delayed the ending of the Title 42 policy until December due to concerns that even more illegal immigrants will cross the border. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn tells Fox News that she believes the Biden administration needs to act.
It is the United States government's responsibility. If they don't do it, we're going to pick up the ball and we are going to protect ourselves, and they want that ability.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Over the weekend, at least 10 people died in an apartment fire in northwest China after the country's zero-COVID policies prevented residents from escaping in time. This comes amid anti-government protests over continuous lockdowns. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says these protests seem different than the prior ones.
Local, civil protests are not uncommon in China, but these protests appear to have a different character. More widespread, more bold and brave, more fed up.
The 2022 hurricane season is coming to a close.
The Atlantic hurricane season ends Wednesday. There were three early storms and then no named storms between July 3rd and August 21st, the first time that's happened since the 1940s. Then things blew up with seven storms forming in September and November, bringing activity to near normal levels. One of the most powerful hurricanes to strike the U.S. in decades happened in late September when Hurricane Ian hit Florida as a Category 4 storm. It left nearly 150 people dead in Florida and several others in North Carolina and Virginia. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The first trailer is being released for Netflix That 90s Show. The series is a spinoff from the hit sitcom That 70s Show. The series is set to hit Netflix on January 19th. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Improve fuel mileage with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system can increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage. Get Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner starting at $9.99 and earn 10 times O Rewards points on your purchase. Get the most out of every gallon. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop O'ReillyAuto.com today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!